In high school, I had a group of friends that I did pretty much everything with. We always had something crazy we were doing on the weekend, and during the summer, we were doing things almost every night. During the summer of our junior year, one of my friends told us about an abandoned hospital. It was a 2-hour drive away from us, but all of us were intrigued. We'd explored abandoned buildings before, but none as big as a hospital. Of course, we drove there the following day. It was on the outskirts of a small city, where we drove through for some food, before parking and walking a couple miles to the hospital. We arrived at the building around 1 a.m, when the city was quiet and still. Standing outside of it, it was just a run-down building, something that had been abandoned for years, but it had an eerie feeling that drew us in. Looking back, I can't believe we were so naive. We had no idea what we were getting ourselves into. We made our way towards the fence surrounding it. We slipped inside. The doors were obviously boarded up and locked, and so were all the windows. But one of my friends pointed out one window that had the board ripped off already. We climbed through the broken window and landed inside the hospital. Just as we entered, an extremely loud thud echoed through the hallways in the building. We assumed it was just the building being old, but now the silence following it was deafening. Looking around, the walls were crumbling and there was a musty smell that made it hard to breathe. We stayed grouped, not going further than a couple rooms from each other, as we walked through the hallways and looked around. I had no idea what I was looking for, but I felt like there had to be something hidden in this place, and I was determined to find it. From the inside though, the hospital was really big. There were hundreds of rooms and hallways, and at some point, me and my friend Alex accidentally split apart from the other two. We didn't notice until we'd passed through several hallways. We turned back and tried to find them, but all the hallways and rooms looked the same.
"Guys, you around here? Over here."
We heard them call out, but their voices echoed through all the rooms and the hallways, making it impossible to pinpoint their location. We walked in the direction we thought their voices were coming from, hoping that they would know the way back, because we were completely lost in this maze of hallways. As we wandered through a few rooms, I spotted a small light coming from under one of the closed doors. I walked over to it, leaning my ear against the door and listening. I didn't hear anything. I opened the door cautiously, immediately seeing a dim lamp sitting among a bunch of trash. Boxes, blankets, food wrappers, all piled up around this lamp, kind of like someone living there. I turned, about to call to Alex, when my eyes moved to the corner of the room. A man was standing there in the dark, pointing a gun right at me. He looked disgusting, and his eyes were shallow and empty. I slowly put my hands up and started backing away, apologizing quietly.
"Who are you talking to?"
Alex came up behind me, completely clueless. Once he saw the man, Alex ran away, and I followed after him. But suddenly my ears popped and rang. He shot at us. I continued following Alex, running through the hallways randomly, until we by chance ran into the other two friends. They were worried, having heard the gunshot, and we quickly explained we needed to leave. They led the way back to the broken window, and we got out of there as fast as we could. None of us were hurt, but Alex and I were traumatized. After that, we stayed away from isolated and abandoned places knowing that there could be any crazy person living inside, ready to defend their self-claimed property without hesitation. I was driving home from a family gathering a few states away. I booked a hotel for the first night and planned to finish the drive the day after. During the drive, though, there were a few delays, the biggest one being the main highway blocked off for construction. This added a ton of extra driving to my route and even got me slightly lost for a while. Eventually, the sun was starting to set and I was really tired. I still had 5 hours to go, and I was frustrated with all the delays, which only made me more exhausted. I tried my best to stay awake and tough it through the last 5 hours, but the long, empty road made it impossible. I saw a sign on the side of the road for a motel 20 miles down, and decided to stop there and finish the drive tomorrow. When I pulled in, there was only one other car in the parking lot, which I figured was the motel employee. I got out and went inside. An old lady was at the front counter, on her phone when I walked in.
"Just one room for the night, please,"
I said. She gave me a key, and I went out to find the room. It was a single-story building, maybe having 10 to 15 rooms. I walked all the way down to the second-to-last room. I opened it up and turned on the lights. It was about as I'd expected, outdated and somewhat unsanitary looking. I guess that's what you get out in the middle of nowhere. I left everything in my car, literally planning to just sleep for a few hours and then hit the road again. I went back and locked the door, and as I walked over to the bed, I heard something from the room next to mine. A door closing, which in itself wasn't strange, but seeing as there were no other cars, and the motel was out in the middle of nowhere, it puzzled me for a moment. I then heard them walk across the floor toward the wall that connected our rooms, and then stop right next to it. If their room was laid out the same as mine, which I assume it was, then they were literally just standing against an empty wall. Regardless of whatever was going on in their room, I turned off the lights and got in bed, falling asleep pretty quickly. I jumped up to a knock at my door. I was a little unsettled and got up slowly, walking over to the door.
"Hello?"
I said. I opened the door. No one was there. I stepped outside and looked down at the rows of doors, seeing nothing unusual, and the parking lot was still empty. I went back inside and was even more confused now. Then I heard someone walking in the other room again, just moving around, almost sounding like they were packing or something. I got back in bed and tried to not worry about it. I lay there for a while, but couldn't really fall asleep. Maybe 30 minutes later, there was another knock at my door. This time when I got up, I checked the peephole and saw a woman standing there. I opened the door.
"Can I help you? Why are you knocking at my door?"
I asked in a fairly upset tone, being that it was so late. The woman said she was sorry, but she really needed my help with something in her room. Her eyes were bloodshot and she looked really tired. She pointed at the door next to mine. I asked what she needed help with, but she just said,
"It's right here."
I wasn't sure what that meant, but I stepped out and looked around the corner. She walked inside the room and turned around to face me when she reached the center, as if waiting for me to follow. There was a really creepy, eerie feeling that came in that second of silence as we looked at each other. I went back into my room and locked my door without saying anything. I heard her come back up to my door, trying to convince me to help her again, but I obviously ignored her. After about 30 seconds, I heard her go back to her room. Then I suddenly heard two men start arguing with her in that same room. I never saw either of them, so they must have been hiding. The three of them were yelling at each other for a minute. Then I heard the door swing open, and all of them running off. I called the police, but it took over 30 minutes for them to show up, and they were long gone by then. The lady working at the motel said she never checked anyone else in for the night, so they must have broken into that room. It's almost certain that it was a trap led by the woman to get me into the room, then get jumped by the two men. Who knows what would have happened after that? Every time I think of it, I think about how close I came to probably never being seen again. I deliver food on the weekends through DoorDash. I do it for the extra money, but also just to keep me busy, since I haven't had much going on in my life recently. Most of the time, the job is really boring and uneventful. I drive to the restaurant, grab the food, drop it off, and repeat. Anyways, on this Saturday night, I decided to start around 7 after I ate dinner. Things were pretty slow, only getting one or two good orders an hour. I didn't mind, I would just sit in my car and listen to music. An hour or so in, I got an order from a fast food place to be delivered 10 minutes away. I drove through and got the order, then started toward the destination. Right away though, I noticed it was a drop pin location, not an actual address. It was at a small park that I was actually familiar with. I knew high schoolers liked to hang out there pretty late sometimes, as I used to live right by there, so I figured it was just a group wanting a midnight snack. A couple minutes into the drive, I got a call from the customer. A guy on the phone asked if I had the right location at the park.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got it. Did you want to meet me in the parking lot?
I asked. There was a pause.
Sure.
Then he hung up. A bit odd, but nothing to overthink. A few minutes later, I pulled into the small parking lot by the park. Upon first glance, it looked completely empty. No cars, no people. I knew the park was down a short path, so I couldn't actually see the main area, but still, I expected to see something. I texted the customer, letting him know that I was waiting in the parking lot. A couple seconds later, I get a text back, saying he'll meet me halfway down the path toward the park. This was weird, because he said he'd meet me here. Before getting out of my car, I left my wallet under my seat. Call me paranoid, but at least if it was some sort of robbery, I wouldn't lose anything. I grabbed the food, locked the car, and walked over to the front of the path. A ways down, I saw someone walking in my direction. I started walking toward them as well, giving a short wave to show I was their delivery driver. The person didn't react to my wave and just kept walking. For some reason, this made me uneasy, and I looked behind me, seeing someone else now walking toward my car in the parking lot. I watched them until I was sure they were going straight for my car. I looked back at the man down the path, who must have realized I was on to them, because he started sprinting at me. I ran back toward my car, yelling at the man who was now trying to open the doors. Once I got close, he started yelling for his friend to help, but surprisingly didn't run. I tossed the food and grabbed him, slamming him against the door. The guy was young, likely in high school or early college. He was struggling as I tossed him on the ground, away from my car. I looked back at the one from the path, who was still running at me, looking about ready to get in a full-on fight. But the one on the ground got up and ran away, and as soon as the other one noticed, he ran away too. My adrenaline was pumping as I got in my car and hurried away. I called the police, but nothing ever came of it. I'm just really glad that the one kid ran away, because if he hadn't, then it likely would have been an all-out fight, which wouldn't have ended well for any of us. After that, I never accepted any orders that weren't clearly being delivered to a safe address.